from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
TJ Pittenger every Thursday right here in this slot down there in Florida, down in Tampa. And TJ, question right out of the shoot. Noel Fan in the 863 says, ask him about Hakeem Williams, five-star recruit. He said, I've not heard a word about him in the spring game or otherwise. I'm assuming it's because of the quality transfers, he says.
Yeah, I think he's a true freshman, you know, and even though he comes in with that five-star billing, you know, Florida State returns a top 10 wide receiver in the country last year with Johnny Wilson, and they brought back some other pieces that they really, really like. And, you know, when the spring game happened, Hakeem had only been on campus for 2.5-3 months. And so I think they really are excited about what he will do and what he will be kind of long-term. I don't know that he comes out, you know, week one and makes a massive impact against LSU or week four against Clemson. But I think, you know, as the season goes on, those younger guys like Key and Ben Various Jacobs, who they're really, really excited about, will make pretty big impacts. But, yeah, you're right. Florida State also got some big transfers at both tight end and wide receiver. And so, you know, the true freshman isn't going to get a ton of shine, I would think, early in the year. But I do think they really like where Hakeem Williams is right now. They still think he's going to be a phenomenal talent for them for years to come. But when you come into a kind of a loaded or stacked room anyway, it's hard to make that instant impact as a true freshman.
They are ranked in the class of 24 right now. This is the composite, the 24/7 composite, number 9, Landon Thomas. They're out of Ray Golf Country. Moultrie, Georgia is a five-star, the tight end, out of Colquitt County. Cameron Davis, of course, he's been committed for years now. Running back out of Doherty High School there. And then the quarterback out of Savannah. So this group right here, this class has a chance to be a top 10, maybe better class from high school kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I think anything less than top 10 at this point would be a disappointment. It would probably coincide with a disappointing on-field product. But, yeah, they really like the start of this class. They really like where they stand with Charles Lester, a five-star cornerback out of Riverview. Actually just transferred down there in Sarasota, but to Venice, I believe. They really like where they stand with him. They really like where they stand with a very highly rated Jonathan Daniel. He's a five-star on three. He's very highly rated on 247. A couple other offensive linemen that are visiting there on the 23rd, they really like. The four-star tight end that they think they are in a good spot for in Kylan Fox. There's an edge prospect in Dylan Stevenson. That's kind of a Florida State, Miami, Auburn battle right now. I think Florida State likes where they stand there. So, yeah, I think when you pencil in some of those names, and you may not hit on all of them, but if you can pencil in some of those names and pull some of those guys in, you're going to solidify that top 10. And I think the ceiling is probably around 6 or 7. I think top 5 would be, they would need to swipe a couple of people away. They would need to swipe like a Jeremiah Smith and, get into JoJo. They would need to add like two more five stars to me outside of Charles Lester. But I think a top seven class would be, you know, pretty good. I think that's, you know, Florida State needs to be recruiting in that top 10 level. And they're certainly setting themselves up to do that this year. Sorry for the background noise. I'm at an airport in Houston. So I'm in your what they call it, God's time zone, but I'm in your time zone for once on this call.
TJ Pincher is with us each and every Thursday. Question on the text line: do you expect Coach Link Jarrett to be busy in the transfer portal?
I do. I like the questions on here, but I need them to ask me about softball. That's what I'm. That's what I'm heading up to Oklahoma City this afternoon for the World Series. But I think Link will be really, really good and pretty active there in the transfer portal. I think we had something like 7 or 8 just depth rotational pieces jump in the portal already. You know, no real impact guys, no real big difference makers. But I think the idea would be to replace those guys with difference makers. You know, the pitching wasn't very good this year. Hitting was, and I think they like what they have coming back. Smith and Tibbs, and I really think they think the offense can be really, really good, but the pitching just has to improve. And that's what really stung them this year, what really got them behind the eight ball in a lot of games, cost them a lot of games late. Bullpen wasn't good. Starting pitching wasn't good. So, you know, all around, I would expect they – are pretty active there, and I think Link will fill that out. He's got good recruiting classes too, so I don't necessarily think that he's trying to, you know, go the Norvell approach of flip a roster immediately this year and try to make the College World Series. I know that's the expectation, that's the standard in Tallahassee, but I do think he's trying to build it right. And so I don't think he'll sacrifice, you know, high school recruiting for the portal, but I would expect they pull in a few guys for sure.
TJ's heading to the Softball World Series. Is Oklahoma still the overwhelming favorite, as they have been?
Yeah, I think so. I will say, I mean, to even trying to take the garnet gold-colored sunglasses off, I do think Florida State's probably one of maybe two teams that could upset them in a final series. But I think, you know, it's kind of Oklahoma's to lose and everybody else is playing catch up, kind of the way we felt with Georgia last year. You know, it was theirs to lose until they fell off in football. And, you know, that's probably not even a fair comparison to Oklahoma because they're that much better than everybody else. So I think it's Oklahoma's to lose. I do think that, you know, Florida State, who just had a pitcher throw a perfect game in a region final, I think that if pitching really kind of went off, they could certainly make some noise if you kind of ride Cat Sandercock's arm in that final series, but Oklahoma is certainly the team to beat.
And they'd be going for a three-peat, right? That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, it's really rather ridiculous when you say that out loud. And they have done it and made it look extremely easy. They beat Florida State. I'll take that back. They beat Florida State 2 years ago, and the series did go down on the wire. Florida State won the first game, and then Oklahoma won the next two. And then last year they made it look extremely easy. There was no stopping them at all in the World Series. They just kind of blew everybody out. There were a bunch of upsets in the Super Regional, and it made their path in the World Series incredibly easy. So hopefully not that easy this time. We get some better games going.
Now, I know this last weekend, I think, and I didn't keep track of the final, but at one point late, Clemson had a lead on Oklahoma, right?
I think by 3. I was kind of in and out. I was watching it, you know, as best as I could. But I think they were up 3, and it was like 2 strikes, 2 outs. You know, like it was like you're a pitch away from winning the game. Now that would have forced a third game, and so you know, like Oklahoma's chances there. But it's a lose, you know, lose and go home. So who knows? But Oklahoma. That's what they do. They've had that similar situation. I don't know about down 3 runs on their final strike, but they've had very similar situations to that often and found a way to win. So they truly never die until that last out is recorded.
Has everything chilled, calmed down regarding ACC expansion, getting out of the grant of rights, all of that for the moment?
I mean, on the surface, like people talking about it being – the leading story, I think so. But, I think behind the scenes, they're, you know, attorneys, athletic directors, presidents are always kind of evaluating options is maybe the best way to put it. People that I've chatted with have kind of said, like, hey, we're you know, we're happy with the potential unequal revenue sharing from a performance standpoint. You know, if you make the college football playoff, you get more of that than, say, a Duke or whatever, you know, and it, by the same token, if Duke makes the NCAA tournament or Final Four, they get more of that than, you know, maybe we do or whatever. So I think that they're happy with that. They'd like to, you know, the big dogs would like to keep pushing for unequal revenue sharing when it comes to the media portion. But if they felt like it was the best thing to do for them to jump ship and get out of the conference, that is what the big dogs would do. So, you know, on its face, on its surface, I think that's where we're at. But behind the scenes, I still think that it's always in the forefront of these ADs' minds.
Any other recruiting news or portal news?
Yeah, I don't think there's much in the portal at this point. You know, nobody can enter unless they're a grad transfer. I do think that, you know, with recruiting, you're going to have some really, really big visit weekends. Florida has their really big visit weekend this weekend where they have their five-star quarterback DJ Lagway in, got a five-star wide receiver in Jeremiah Smith in, and some other really talented guys, some guys that Florida State's targeting as well. Florida State's big weekend is the weekend of the 23rd. They will have recruiting weekends leading up to that. But they'll try and make a lot of noise that weekend of the 23rd. So it's all camp season, it's all recruiting season right now, but nothing that I would call imminent or, you know, watch out for this guy to pop within the next week or two.
Noel Kev up in Chicago asked TJ, in this football class of 24, he says, I believe two of these guys are baseball football guys. Are they truly going to play both? Are they those type players that could do both?
So, yeah, I actually think there's three right now. So, B.J. Gibson, who was committed to Tennessee for baseball, decommitted from there, and he's now a commit for the football team, you know, dual sport athlete, wide receiver. Camden Fryer, who, if you remember the 93 game against Miami, his dad, Matt Fryer, caught the big touchdown pass going down the sideline. He's a really good baseball player, too. And Cam Davis, the running back you mentioned. So, all three of them are. I don't know. It gets so tough. Like, you really, truly have to be special to be able to do both. And I think, you know, any and all of those guys are. But what does the priority look like? What is, you know, keeping your body right for both? Where's the focus? What's that balance? If I had to guess, and I'm not going to say who of the three it'll be, I would guess that maybe one of them play both. You know, maybe BJ plays. I guess I did just say a name. But, you know, to me, I don't know if Cam would or not. I don't know how much Norvell would really want him out there playing, but, you know, we'll see. He's a pretty dynamic athlete. And so if he really pushes for it and really wants to, Florida State's always, you know, recruited two-sport athletes really well, and they've let him play. You know, you think about a Heisman Trophy quarterback who they let go out there and play baseball. So I think it's certainly something that could be looked at by the baseball team. We'll also see what their recruiting looks like at that point, too, I guess.
Yeah, it's very rare. John Rhys Plumlee, quarterback at UCF's on the baseball team. But that's, you're right, it's rare. Hey, I know you got a flight, and there's the music. Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, go to Double Fries No Slaw everywhere. We actually have a conference realignment video dropping, I think, at 10 a.m., so check it out on YouTube. I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Safe travels.
Thanks, bud.
There is TJ with us. A little late, about an hour out. J.C. Sherman. Looking forward to that. Omni Nashville, where we're going to be tomorrow. We'll be there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As traffic volume increases even more on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville. It's still a little bit crowded down through Millersville right now as we check it out live on 65 southbound. Through that section of Sumner County. Watch for radar this morning, I-40 out in Dixon County, especially around 840. Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, you'll call these guys first. Check them out online today at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. In-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Post-COVID travel is on a surge. Many of you are traveling for fun because you've been locked up for 2 years. Listen, whether you're traveling for fun to Italy, Greece, Spain, France, or somewhere else fun in the world, or USA, now is a great time to book before the crowds hit and save. Plus, with a strong U.S. dollar, you'll get more travel bang for your buck. Right now is a smart time to make your reservations and call low-cost airlines. With one phone call, you can let us do all the work for free. We'll shop hundreds of airlines, hotels, resorts, and give you a way to save huge money on your vacation plans. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free hotel room with a qualified travel purchase. So call right now.
800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, John, you know every first Friday of the month at the Bill King Show from 6 to 9 and our Greg Pogue and John Burton Show from 9 to 11 broadcast live on location at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, but this first Friday, June 2nd, will be extra special when Nashville icon and News Channel 5 news anchor Vicki Yates spends 2 hours with us on her last day at News Channel 5. Listen to the show Friday, June 2nd from 9 to 11 from Kitchen Notes as we pay tribute to a true Nashville media legend and a wonderful lady, Vicki Yates.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Quick note here. Pete Cordelli, Coach Pete Cordelli, who, if you go back far enough, you've heard him on the show. It's been a while. Will join us tomorrow morning in hour one. For about 15 minutes, about 20 minutes past. So out of that first break tomorrow morning, Friday morning, we'll bring in Pete Cordelli. He lives here now. I did not know he had moved here. After his coaching, where he was in Fayetteville, he was in South Bend, he was up in Minnesota, various places, he was living and raised his family in Memphis. That's where his wife's from. He's got two daughters. Actually, one of them went to Notre Dame and was on the, I believe, volleyball team over there in South Bend. But he's got one of his two daughters, I don't know which one it is, that lives here now. Maybe both of them do. I don't know. But he moved here. He and his family, his wife, they live here now. And about a week or so ago, he contacted me. He said, Bill, I'm here, man. So we're bringing Coach Pete back. I'm looking forward to that. You're talking about a dude who can talk football, who lived it, who knows the language, right? I mean, he's fantastic. Not only that, but he's a good wordsmither, right? Dude knows what he's doing. Fun conversations with Coach Pete. So that'll be tomorrow morning on the show. Pete Cordelli comes back. Some of you, if you're newer to the show, if you have picked up this show in the last few years, you may not remember Coach Pete. You will like him. I will promise you, you will like Coach Pete. That'll be tomorrow morning. Jim in Jupiter has dialed us up. You can also text that same line. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, so I just dialed you up. I was in my boat. My marine batteries on the boat are low, so that's going to cost me something. So no going out this weekend unless I figure out some time to go buy some batteries and put them in.
What do those batteries cost?
You know what? I don't know. And I've been very lucky with the this is my third boat, is I don't ever remember replacing. I'm sure I have, you know, maybe when I took it in for my yearly checkup or something like that and I had it. I've never done it myself, but, I mean, I'm sure it costs more than a regular battery, and I got three of them. So I just got to have the time with work, and I wanted to take it out this weekend, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
I hear you, man. Well, at least hopefully most of the crazies from Memorial Day are gone. So
you got that right. I wouldn't even think about going out there last weekend. So, I know you don't like Nashville, Billy, but you should take Coach to Old Cock in the Wall and have some of those. What were they famous for? They're hush puppies.
Hush puppies and what? Fried fish? I don't know.
Fried,
you know,
catfish. That's what it was.
That's right. Yeah.
Those were great commercials. I don't know if that place is still open, but because of the whole Matt Rhule incident, that place, I got to try it.
It's good. It's right there at Opryland. Everybody knows where Opryland is, and it's right there by the campus there, which is now a mall. It's no longer the theme park, but no, that stuff's good. It's very good. And, Rick Stansberry got us that sponsorship. And I wonder if I brought Matt Rhule back, we don't really have coaches on anymore, but if I brought him back, I wonder if he'd remember that.
Yeah, he probably would, because I'm sure at the time he wasn't the big coach, you know, that he is now.
Correct.
And I'm sure some people got to him like, you're not going to believe what you said on the air that
I'm sure.
Oh, that was fantastic. So I came to clear something up because my friend Perry Mason keeps telling me that I'm saying things that I didn't say. So I'm going to put it out for you to know, Perry and everybody, about my expectations for Florida State. Perry keeps saying that I think that we're going to win a national title. His latest thing is that I said that we're going to be top five, that we're going to win all these games. This is what I expect. And I'm going to say it once and for all. I want Florida State, what my expectations are, what I think will happen, is to at least play for the ACC title, beat Florida, and beat Miami. I'd like, and I think we'll get at least one of the two against Clemson or LSU, but those both are 50-50 games. I have not said anything about for sure being LSU or Clemson, or if we play Clemson twice. So that's what I expect. I think things could go better than that, but I don't. You know, that's what I'm looking for. End up with a top 10 type of season, and that's it. Anything above that's gravy. So, Perry, you keep putting words in my mouth and all that, but that's where I've been consistently with this season. Now, there are a lot of Noles that are, you know, they're drunk on the Kool-Aid. I'm not there. I need to see it first. And I just know 2 years ago we lost to Jacksonville State. So, you know, I know it's baby steps, but that's the type of season that I'm expecting. Lastly, that Oklahoma team, I don't think in softball, I don't think there's a more dominant like team out there in any sport than these ladies. That team has won like 40 something games in a row. Do you know how hard that is, Billy? And that kind of, you know, where you're playing games all the time.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Now, I don't get to see much of it, but I read a little bit about it, and apparently they're just a ridiculous juggernaut.
Yeah, they're playing on a different level. Now, I'm looking at, like, in baseball, and that's where I know more about, is that a team can get hot, your pitching can go bad, can go south. That's your chance, but that team is just something else. If you watch when they all have like their signing day, every player, the top, you know, say the top 10, 15 girls, they all go to Oklahoma. And then everybody else gets the scraps. They're just something else. So I would assume they're going to win it all again. But, you know, I'll be pulling for my Lady Noles. You take care, and it's good talking to you, my friend.
All right, man. Appreciate it. So Oklahoma softball right now on signing day is like Bobby Bowden used to be. Like you get a huge percentage of the names you're waiting on. Noah Kemp up in Chicago says, Bill, Oklahoma in that Clemson softball game was down to their last strike on two different batters. The second one hit a three-run game-tying home run. Yeah, I just noticed somebody tweeted Clemson is leading Oklahoma, and it was late in the game. I did not know about the conclusion at all. Even though I figured Oklahoma won, because if Clemson upset them, that would have been all over Twitter. And I did not see a post like that. Yeah, I did not see a post like that at all. But I was wondering. No. I was absolutely wondering for sure. Mac in West Wilco. Right here in the 615. West Wilco. Which, that could be what, Fairview? I mean, that could be a lot of areas. But anyways, good country, regardless of that. He said, I say Saban knows NIL sucks, but he can't say it. It would make him look anti-player. He's playing the long game, Bill. He knows the best way to get rid of NIL is to take it to its furthest out ridiculous possibility. Player unions and agents. That will necessitate a new, all colleges agreed on organization of schools that are schools only. XFL and USFL become professional developmental leagues for the NFL. Bring back the NCAA. Yeah, Nick, I saw where Mac Brown said the same thing. Well, let's just let them unionize and let's just make them employees and let's have contracts and let's make it fair for everybody. All I know is there's nothing more gross and despicable than that thought. The thought of that, and that is, I mean, they're talking about this openly now. Is just as big a turnoff as I could possibly imagine. To date, all the things that have happened in college football over, let's just say the last 10 years, I still love it. There's many things I don't like about it, but the presentation on the field hasn't changed for me. I still passionately love it. I'm wondering what that would do to my passion. I don't know. I'm hoping I can power through it. But if they are indeed going to go in that direction, there's two ways this could go. All right? I'm just talking. I'm being selfish here. You'll have to cross the same threshold line, too, just like I am, to see where you're at if they go to this model into the future. And that's, can we maintain our love and passion for the game? It'll be hard. I don't really know. To date, I've been able to do it. Hadn't bothered me in the bit. There's a lot of things I don't like, but I'm good. I cannot like them and still love the on-the-field presentation. I still love that. I still love the chase and the recruiting aspect of it. I don't think the transfer portal is good, meaning the freebie. The grad transfer portal, which is much older, is a fantastic good idea. The other one is a terrible idea, but I do find entertainment in it, right? I found an entertainment stream that's interesting. Where players are going to go and how that will impact the team, I find interesting. I do. I will admit that part of it. As much as I think it's bad for the sport, it's very interesting. I find myself checking on that stuff, looking at it a lot. But they go to that model. This employee-employer model and contracts and unions and labor negotiations, that literally makes me want to be physically ill. If indeed we get there. Now look, Jack Swarbrick said a while back, the AD at Notre Dame, before he lied about the Andy Ludwig stuff, that he could see by 2030 schools having sp- sports only on their campus. Meaning, if you're, and again, I always just throw out Alabama. It could be anybody, but Alabama's such a brand, right? Why not? You could have on Alabama's campus by 2030 football players that are there for only that reason. They don't do anything else. They're Alabama. They play for Alabama. They play for the school, but they don't do anything else. They're not going to your Western Civ class. They're not going to your microbiology class. They're not going to English Lit. They're not going to Spanish class. They're there for football only. Jack Swarbrick said he could see a situation in the future where that's the case. And I guess if that is indeed possibly the case, then you would have the business model with unions, labor negotiations, employee, employer. God knows what would happen. I just, brutal. But yeah, man. Could happen. John said, hey, Bill, on the Emerald Coast, I'm a Mississippi State alum. Only team I'm concerned about when Texas and OU come to the SEC is OU softball. Well, you know what? When they come to the league in a year, that will be by far the best team that got added to the league. Correct? Now, I know that Texas volleyball, because we had a kid from right here, and Wilco played basketball until she got about 11 or 12 with my daughter and went and was an All-American at Texas. And I think they got beat by Kentucky a couple of years ago because Jeff in the Borough kept telling us about it. So I know Texas volleyball has been big, but is there anything more dominant than OU softball? Now you could say, well, Bill, Georgia football's trying to go for 3-2. Yep. But yes, the John on the Emerald Coast, big Bulldog fan, Mississippi State, big Stark Vegas guy, says, Bill, the team I'm worried about is that softball team coming in here. And here's the bad thing about it. I don't get to see that softball team because Vanderbilt, where I live, doesn't have a softball team. I don't get to see it. Oh, and if you're in Ames, Iowa to date, you haven't been able to see this OU team inside your league because your school, Iowa State, does not have a softball team. So Nashville and Ames, Iowa have something in common here. Hate it, Bill, but it is what it is, and the cheating will start all over again. Well, the cheating's going on as we speak. The cheating has been going on for centuries. It's just more in the open now because it's been legalized. All right, we got to get a break. Happy Thursday to y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still some traffic volume coming through the Mount Juliet area right now, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville on I-40 going westbound. It's pretty crowded now, right on schedule out of Rutherford County on 24 up through Antioch as you make your way towards Hickory Hollow Parkway, westbound 24. 24 East, still a little bit heavy through the Jolton area, coming in from Cheatham County. I know we had a couple of wrecks out there earlier this morning. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than the average pest control company. Check out a list of their services at CrestPestControl.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you can give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code football at checkout. That's harrys.com, code football. Enjoy.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Atlanta Braves are back, and this 2023 team is ready for another epic season.
1-1 pitch. Here's a deep drive to left center field. This thing is clear for takeoff. Back-to-back home runs, Ozuna and Riley.
Catch the 2023 Atlanta Braves right here on Music City's home for Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tag Fat Side Up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Part of the charm of the audience certainly is the knowledge. Very knowledgeable. This collective, if you will, is incredibly knowledgeable. Symbiotic, right? We learn from each other. There's also humor, though, which is important, right? Humor's fun. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky, Bill. Instead of Oklahoma softball, you get to see the juggernaut, which is Vandy bowling. That's true. They win natties. Jeff, too, of this audience, knows the coach of the Vanderbilt bowling team. Jeff, too, went to Ole Miss with him. They were frat brothers together there. How about that for this audience? Like taking a thread and making it a common thread there. Hoptown boy is right, but see, Vanderbilt's already in the league. But you're saying, Bill, yeah, you don't get to see OU come here and play softball, but you can go and watch. Now, where's their home bowling alley? That's a question. They don't have it on campus, do they? Is it Strike and Spare, Adams? Well, the Strike and Spare is a sponsor here, yes. So we, until told otherwise, we're going to say that's their home, bowling alley, Strike and Spare. Jeff, too. Don't know if you talked about it yet, but there were two kickoff times announced yesterday. MTSU, that's right, the Burrow at Alabama, kicks off at 6:30. Central from Tuscaloosa, and the They Shot Elvises, which is Virginia, versus Tennessee at Nissan Stadium, right here in Nashville, kicks off at 11 a.m. Central. I think I saw a little bit of that posted yesterday, but I was trying to keep up with anything that was going on down in Sandestin and stuff, so I wasn't paying as much attention to that. Josh up in Picktown. Josh got a ticket. He was showing. He tweeted a picture of his ticket he got. I think yesterday. Josh got a ticket going 9 miles over. He was going 44 and a 35. He said, I got a ticket yesterday from some power-hungry cop with powdered sugar on his mouth. Dude was legit eating donuts, then got mad when I stated that he must really like those jelly-filled pastries. And it's a picture of the ticket. It is literally a picture of the ticket. Oh, man. 9 miles over, and dude's eating donuts during this thing. Now, you guys know that Danny in New York City, our friend up in Kolioka, JD, who's a retired Metro police officer. I'm pro police, but you know, if you get a officer with an attitude, sounds like that's what he got there. I'm not pro that, but in general, I'm pro police for sure. Danny is our favorite because he's got to do it up in New York City. Sanford 222, big Georgia fan. You can tell by the name. If the SEC goes 1-7 for one season, the Deep South's oldest rivalry can stay intact as long as Georgia and Auburn play that 1 year before switching to 3-6. So you're saying, what if the rotation facilitates that game for, let's say, this year coming up, 24, meaning the year that they would go to the new format, even though that first year might be a temporary format? You're saying, what if it rotates and the Deep South's oldest rivalry doesn't skip a game? That's true. We don't really know how that would land, do we? I'm guessing it might not land in your favor to play that game, but we don't know that for sure. It could rotate. Maybe they rig it to where you don't miss those games. And the patchwork is only for 1 year, perhaps, don't know that yet, and then you go 3-6, and you don't have to worry about missing that game. No, that's a good point. Very good point. We don't really know that. Noah Fenn in the 863 talking about Jim and Jupiter. The offense at Florida State should be good. I still don't trust Fuller, though, who is the DC for them. Noah Kev up in Chicago. Bill, did you see LSU's going to have air-conditioned helmets this year? Brian Kelly, man. First thing Brian Kelly does is win the West. Now he's coming out with this. Greg, big Gator fan, says, Bill, the future, Georgia's not making players go to class right now. Hence, Stetson Bennett. He's talking about me mentioning several times on the show, but just a few minutes ago, that the AD at Notre Dame, Jack Swarbrick, who is a brilliant dude, we caught him in a lie or two here recently, but a brilliant dude, says that someday, probably in next 6, 7, 8 years, you're going to have schools with ball players only there, not doing anything else. And Greg's saying, Bill, what do you mean the future? Stetson Bennett didn't bust a grade. Hey, we got a rule on the show. You cannot attack Pappy's Bennett. Anybody that wins a natty and then gets a swig out of his very own bottle he's been given of Pappy's 23 is exempt from all critique. He's earned it. All right, we'll get the break. J.C. Sherbert, about 20 minutes into hour three. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up this wreck in Millersville. It's got traffic really slow on 65 southbound at the 101 mile marker. Again, pretty slow through that small section of Sumner County on 65 southbound. They're also in the process of moving a wreck 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. That's aggravating that traffic even more coming in from Rutherford County up through the Antioch area on 24 going westbound. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than just your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in-store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find. I like this flavor gin, but want something new? You'll love this one. Wow! Oh, you're good. Find what you love, love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sports fans, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights at 6 and hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby and Darren McFarland.
Hey, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights from 6 until 7 o'clock as we highlight high-level trainers, coaches, and players in and around Middle Tennessee. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. We live video stream all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
And hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby.
And hear me, Darren McFarland, live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
We'll be at the Omni tomorrow. It's always the first Friday of the month. Be doing the show, so if you're in the area, come on by, hang out a little bit. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. He is a Clemson dude, a proud Clemson dude. Baseball program has been absolutely rejuvenated. Football program is very steady. This is going to be an interesting year for Clemson, though. I wouldn't call it necessarily a defining year. I don't want to add too much to it, but they're obviously a threat to once again win the league. That's nothing new there. But how close are they getting to be that team that could be a national championship team? I don't think they're closer yet since their last natty. I don't think they're closer. Since Pretty Boy's freshman year. They're good. No, they're top five, top 10 good. But closer to the top to win it all? I don't see that. I've got to be proven that to form that opinion again. Topwater Assassin, it doesn't matter anymore, he says, because it's the Wild West. But ask JC about the New Spring Church thing at Clemson. I never believed it. That church is a franchise. Churches all over the place. Yeah, and that's the rumor is they funnel money through that church in a clandestine way, at least they used to funnel money to players. And Jim at Jupiter was talking about that on one of his calls prior. And remember when Herschel Walker, out of Wrightsville, Georgia, freshman year 1980, when he was being recruited and everybody on the planet wanted him, and God knows what he probably got offered. But Clemson was heavily involved in that. Got to remember, Danny was on the verge of a natty right there. Was a year out on a natty right there. And I wonder if there's rumors about that church and funneling money and all that to Herschel. The Cam Newton story involved a church, if you'll recall. The Marcus Dupree story involved a preacher, kind of an agent slash preacher who took a lot of Marcus Dupree's money. Money went bye-bye there. Now, again, I'm not bashing. I'm not trying to stereotype preachers at all. That's not. I'm just telling you some similar stories that are out there. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I'll ask JC. JC will be with us in about 25 minutes. TheBigSpur.com and also Carolina Rise. Fun to have him. Tomorrow, Coach Pete Cordelli will be with us. And college football-wise, you can post anything you want. Ask him questions. Pete has many, many years in college football, mainly with Lou Holtz. And he's pretty candid. He'll probably tell us again about his dislike for Lou, even though we all know. Now, that doesn't mean he thinks Lou's not a good coach. Lou is an outstanding coach, but tough guy to be around. Clay in the 615. Bill, did you see this? There's another picture from the Air Force. Now, the most recent one is Paul Skeens, who's at LSU, throws 103. Transfer news. Air Force right-hander Sawyer Hawks has entered the portal. Fastball up to 95 with carry through the zone. Plays exceptionally well when elevated. Sharp downer curveball with big shape that's flashed plus. ERA of 2.84. I guess Tennessee, LSU, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt visited Paul Skeens too, or he visited, according to Clay. Somebody needs to ask Tony Vols. Maybe wait till the season's over, but did he really tell Skeens that he wouldn't be in the starting rotation? I like Tony Vols. Don't misunderstand me, but that was a big mistake. I mean, we all make mistakes, right? That right there is a big mistake. They wanted him to play catcher, predominantly, I think. Now, we may get some denials on that, considering the way Skeens looks. There's not a more dominant pitcher. Not even close. Now, I do not have a history of baseball like I do football at all. When's the last time college baseball, and there's been a million first-round pitching players, right, that have been taken in the first-round pitchers. But when has there been one as dominant as Skeens? You know Ben Joyce from Tennessee, the kid that threw 104, 105 last year, is already in the big leagues? Yeah. Already. Who is he? Who is he? Is it the A's he's with? Who is it he's with? Yeah, he's from Knoxville. And his brother, twin brother, is on the Tennessee team right now. I believe he's hurt. Arm problems again. But all right, hour three coming up on this Thursday. Tomorrow we will be on the road. Tomorrow we will be at the Omni. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you there. Omni Nashville Hotel.